At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Yeah, we've loads to do until later. Yeah.
I still remember. Happy Halloween. I still remember when I was a kid and I lived in Terranure and there, I lived in an estate good times before I moved to like a field.
Do you pass it all the time?
I do.
Your old estate.
Yeah, it's where my friends still live. Well, their parents still
live. Do you like going past your house and being like, they got a new door?
Oh, yeah. I'd always have a little look. Yeah. They've like converted the shed to a granny flat. And
oh, I love looking at all that.
But I remember still to this day, and I left Dublin when I was six, so I was very young. One of our neighbours, I think it was the floods. Anyway.
I swear it gets older every time you mention that story. I thought it was like four when you left Dublin.
I was six.
Six.
We left in 1999 and I was born in 93, so I was six, yeah. And basically, yeah, I still remember their porch and it was so well done. He was like Dracula, like my friend's dad, but he had like almost the church candles around each side of him. Do you know, you had like the rows and rows and rows of them. Bloody terrifying.
I love that
really
so much.
They?
There's a few houses around me and like they go absolutely all out and then they have like a little pot for a charity if you want, because like you come and like you see, you enjoy all the Halloween-y stuff and then you can...
It's really cool. Because I am around the corner from Palmerston Road, which is where a load of rich people live. But they really go all out for like Halloween. It's insane. So I'm going to go on a walk on there later on. And just, I remember the first last year I went and it was the most like...
That's what I'm going to do tonight. It's what I'm going to bump into Dave. Yeah.
What are you all going to do? Kick over a few pumpkins because you fucking hate it?
No, but I will go up to one of those things where it's like, just take one and take a bar.
Yeah.
Will there be things out?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I loved all the things, all the like videos this year that are like one sup of coddle per child.
Yeah. one puff of a
vape.
Yeah, so good. Maybe I'll do that. Is that a thing? Do people just go for a walk up Palmerston Road?
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing it because I've never been down there.
I've literally just heard of it now, but maybe I'll go too.
It's good. It's a good show.
Will we all convene on the Palmerston Road at 9 p.m.
I'm going to the pub after. But what was I going to say? What was your like Halloween traditions? Because we woke up every single Halloween and we would do bobbing for apples. A man would set this all up, an apple on a string, and peel the apple because I didn't like the skin of an apple. Did you have money in your mashed potato?
Yes.
No.
Before you went out? No.
No, we didn't do anything like
that. Curly kale, I think, is what it's called. It's a North Dublin thing. And that's not a diss. It genuinely is a North Dublin thing.
I'm fine. I'm all right, Dave.
Did you have it, Em?
Yeah, my mum was really good for that stuff as well.
She's a North Sider though, isn't she?
Huh?
Your mum's a North Sider though, isn't she? Or is your dad?
My mum's a North Sider, my dad's from Waterford.
Ah, okay, very good.
We just did trick-or-treating. Like, we didn't really any of that stuff.
Really?
No.
Oh, I remember putting your head into a big water bowl and looking for
If I ever went to, like, someone's Halloween party, we would. But, like, my household wasn't very creative.
Sitting on the sitting room floor with a bag of shite, like, rubbish.
Exactly. Oh, and it'd be there and I'd keep it behind, like, the couch in the living room and you'd just, like, dip into it and it would last month.
Yeah.
Like you'd get
it. Mine
would
be gone in 2 days.
Apple bobbing is very strange when you think about it.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a bucket of water, like you're waterboarding yourself for an apple.
Step up, kids.
Enjoy Halloween. We'll catch you Monday.
Bye. Woo.
Good morning. How are you? Happy Halloween.
Hello.
Happy Halloween.
God, there's great excitement around. Got a video. Do you know, I was saying before on the show recently that I feel like my six-year-old niece is becoming a little bit of an influencer.
Yeah.
The video I got yesterday was demonstrating a tour from the outside to inside of all the Halloween decorations.
Oh, class.
Very exciting for people today. Anyone in the room watching Celebrity Traitors?
I watched the last night's episode.
Okay, Grant. Fiona?
I'm not up to date. Have they gotten Jonathan out yet? I don't mind.
I need to leave. Don't tell me.
Okay, God.
Callum's leaving. Fiona might have to cover your ears. Can I do what is the last night's episode story?
Actually, wait. Okay, yeah. I don't want to know. I'm going to leave. But you guys do it.
Okay. We've probably lost half our... Oh, so half our audience are gone as well.
I might leave as well. I'm not interested.
So we've lost half the room. Probably half our audience.
No, just for the crack, I'm going to leave too.
Oh my God, great. So I'm in here on my own. Okay, great. Is it just me and you? Just you and I having this? Is there anyone still listening? I'm on my own in here. So basically, spoiler, naturally incoming, considering I'm in the room on my own. Last night on the Traitors, right, we figured out who our finalists were.
I didn't want you dying on your arse.
Thanks, one. There's five of them left. Two of them are traitors.
Yeah.
Okay? Which is quite a
but
high.
Did you see you last night? Your man like knows full well. He's like, no, it's this person, Joe, it's this person, yeah.
Joe now has it down. I think he's ready to get them out.
Have you been watching from the start?
Yeah. The problem is, I'm pro traitors. I want the two of them to win.
I mean, they are without you like the best characters.
They're absolutely hilarious. But what I think really stuffed them last night, and this is a big spoiler, Alan Carr, absolutely epic in the show, is a traitor. Claudia made them stand around the fire pit and look each other in the eye and say, I am faithful. And I swear, I said to Jack, who was sitting beside me, I was like, he's going to burst his laughing. Yeah. And he just went, I'm a traitor.
No, he went, I'm a faithful, didn't he?
Oh, sorry, yeah, I'm a faithful. And fell around the place laughing.
Yeah, like, Joe instantly knew. Yeah, game over.
Yeah. It's done.
Come on back in. We're done with all the spoilers.
Yeah, okay.
We can start the show now.
Okay, start the show. Everyone back in. Yeah, woo-hoo. No more spoilers.
It's music
now. Lines, Tinashay and No Broke Boys. This is Spin 103. What's the story this morning?
How are you?
Hello, how are you getting on? I had a hectic day yesterday. Absolutely mad. Obviously, I worked here on the show, fully charged on Spin 103.8.
Work.
You can catch us at 7.
Work.
If you love what you do, you will never work a day in your life. So I work. No one got that.
No, I got it.
So you don't like what you do.
Grand. No, that's fine. Thank you for the reaction. And then after the show, I went to Emma's house because we were going to a boxing class, which we're going to talk about later. So after that, I was wrecked, sweating, all the rest of it. And then I had to go into my second job, my side hustle that I'm doing at the moment, filming some videos for my old work.
Oh, God, you were nonstop yesterday then.
So that was back in town. That was in the Marion Hotel.
Ooh.
I know.
So what were you doing there?
Bit of a change.
Did you go in there all sweaty after the boxing?
Kind of. I had a change of clothes, but I had like no deodorant or anything.
Oh, lovely.
So I was like, sorry, guys.
And it was
lashing rain outside. Like I go in like stinking like a wet dog.
At least they would have just thought it was the rain and not your sweat.
I hope so. And you know, like they take your coat and they're very like, thank you, ma'am. Because it like probably is like a mix of sweat.
Dog hair.
Street mulch, dog hair and more. So I gave them that anyway. And we were kind of doing this like, it was like an afternoon tea, but it's art themed.
Cool.
So I don't know if anyone's ever done this in the Marion. Relatable content, obviously,
yeah, of course.
I know. They have this afternoon tea and they have like, the Marion has like a really extensive art collection.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who owns it like loves art, obviously a very expensive like thing to be into, and he just has all these amazing paintings like hanging all over the place. So they do this afternoon tea that is like all the little desserts look like the work of art.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
So then afterwards we had to go and look at the art in question.
Wow, very cultured.
So we were walking around with this lady who works at the Marion, and like all the art was in like different parts, and obviously the hotel is very big, so we're kind of like up and down the stairs and the lifts and everything, and I was like, what do I talk, you know, to this lady about? Like, I need to fill the silence. So I was like, does the Marion Hotel have a ghost as well?
What?
And she was like, what? And I was like, do you know the way the Shelburne has a ghost? And she was like, I don't know about that. And then I was like, oh, am I not allowed to mention the Shelburne here? Is that like a conflict of interest? Do you guys know about the Shelburne ghost?
No.
No.
Okay, this is like my favourite ghost story ever from Dublin. So apparently there's one room in the Shelburne Hotel and it is room 526, and no one will stay in there because apparently anytime they do, like the taps are going on and off.
Fiona's saying no one will stay in there is like, you see, you know when you see on that, it's like doctors want this deleted from the internet.
I know, scientists are stumped. No one wants you to find out this food hack. But
you won't believe number 7.
So apparently over the years, like loads of psychics and mediums have like gone there to stay.
What?
In 1956, there was a psychic called, or a medium called Sybil Lee, which is such a medium name.
Sybil.
She was like staying in the hotel and she heard a noise that sounded like the little girl crying. And so she shouted out like, what's the matter? And the little girl said, I'm frightened. And the little girl is Mary Masters, and she died of cholera on the site of the Marion, or the Shelburne, in like 1846, back when it was just like old townhouses.
Cholera was huge back then.
It was really big. Guys, I feel like everyone has a
ghost story once from someone who died of some sort of respiratory disease. There was one in my school as well, my secondary school. It was like this little girl who died of TB, and you can hear her coughing.
TB was also huge.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like it's always the same theme.
But why can't we have ghosts from like last year?
I'm totally with you.
Yeah. It's
totally
just not as interesting. Like, what are they going to be wearing? A snooty? Like, it's like, who's scared? But yeah, so hotel guests have complained so much about like hearing her coughing, hearing the doors being slammed, taps going on and off, that they made one staff member stay in there for a night just to be like, okay, what is really going on? And see if the haunted claims were true.
Better gotten double the money for the night.
Apparently, the work colleague escaped from the room white as a sheet. And actress Lily Collins, Emily in Paris, stayed in the room.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, in 2013. And she asked to move.
No. I really want to stay in this room now.
Do you? Yeah. I thought you're not into spooky stuff.
No, I don't like Halloween because it's crap. But yeah. I like supernatural.
Really?
Stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so 526. Let's get you booked in.
Yeah.
But anyway,
put that on the spin card.
Yeah, is that going to be expensive?
Sorry,
that?
I just have to say the Marion for work.
Apparently, there's a ghost. Apparently, there's a little ghost girl, Mary.
Shelburne.
No. Shelburne. Very much no ghosts in the Marion.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately for them,
Lady Gaga. Now this is spin. You might have seen this on your feed yesterday. If you didn't, fair play to Billie Eilish. I thought this was very brave to do in front of a room full of billionaires. Basically, she's been honoured with an award at Wall Street Journal's Innovator Awards in New York. Basically, during this, it was kind of cool. Stephen Colbert was there and had the honour, I suppose, of telling the room that she's donated a huge amount of the proceeds from her Hit Me Hard and Hard and Slow tour.
Oh, I don't know.
Is it Hard and Fast? No, Hard and Slow.
Hard and Slow sounds good.
Basically, that's the tour that she was on.
I'll tell Billy.
Fiona.
I'd say go with Hard and Slow, Bill. Tell Phineas as well.
11.5 million she has donated to organisations tackling food insecurity and climate change.
I always worry about, like, you know, we say when you give money to charities, like I give money like on Christmas, right? I donate.
You give your 11.5.
Yes, of course. I give on behalf of people. But you know when you say you get give, like say I was to give 100, then you're always like, but I have another 100. That should I give? And you're trying to figure out like, how much can I give here without me having no money? Do you know what I mean?
No,
like, how much did she make of her tour?
I think it's pretty much all of the proceeds from the tour went.
That is so cool.
It's
so
amazing.
Cool. That is so cool.
She's money coming in from everywhere at the moment. That's not like her.
I just love that.
Yeah, she's
class. Just think that is so incredible.
So it was kind of cool to be in that position to have just had that announced and then stand up in front of the likes of Mark Zuckerberg and all in the room and question why anyone deserves billionaire
Zuckerberg
status.
In the room.
He was there. Oh. And we have an eyewitness as well who was there to see the reaction to this. This is what she had to say to them all these rich folk when she was on stage.
We're in a time right now where the world is really, really bad and really dark and people need empathy and help more than kind of ever.
She seemed really, really nervous. I know she always has that kind of demeanor, but was he more so?
Yeah.
It is scary, you know, because
a lot of suits in there.
Yeah.
A lot of powerful people.
You never want to be taken up wrong. Like, exactly. There's always going to be someone who's like, get off the soapbox, stick to the music. Like, someone will take you back, even though you're doing something so great.
Fact. She goes on to say this.
I'd say if you have money, it would be great to use it for good things and maybe give it to some people that need it.
And finally, she says,
if you're a billionaire, why are you a billionaire? No hate, but yeah, give your money away, shorties. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, excellent.
Give
so
your money
good.
Away, shorties.
Bring back Shorty for literally this purpose.
I don't know if Mark Zuckerberg has ever been told, give away your money. Yeah. Like,
not even from his own mom, I'd say.
Like, no, definitely
there
not.
There is no need in any way, shape, or form to be a billionaire.
I was looking at it, like, he's obviously a billionaire worth $257 billion. And you know the way sometimes we talk about the cash machine thing?
Yeah.
And how if you wanted to split your winnings over 12 months?
Yeah.
I was trying to work that out this morning with the $257 billion and I just got so confused. I was every tree there's a comma. What is that?
It becomes fake money. Like.
It does. And an eyewitness in the audience.
He probably gets everything for free anyway.
Literally.
Told People magazine that Mark Zuckerberg did not clap along with the rest of the audience at Eilish's comments. He is the third
such a little dweeb, isn't he?
Imagine not clapping. Yeah. Like, you are really just leaning in being like, okay, I'm a villain for life.
100%.
But I don't understand how they're so okay with being a villain. How are they so okay? Like, Billy is up there going, hey, you know, people deserve to live. Maybe you could help them because you have the funds. And also, it's a drop in the whatever that
ocean
for what you could do I know I'm getting real political here, no, but I just don't understand. True. I don't understand how you wouldn't be like, yeah, I will help it.
Yeah.
If he gave one of his billions, he would still be like astronomically rich, like more than anyone
needs
to be.
He'd still have 255 billion.
He would never be able to spend it in his lifetime or his kids' lifetime.
No, or even their kids' lifetime. Exactly. How would you get rid of that?
I know
kind
that
of
they're
money?
The only, not to play a devil's advocate, but they will argue, oh, I don't have 257 billion. Like,
it's all
liquid.
It's all tied up.
It's all tied up in assets.
Of course.
Sell the assets.
Donate. Give us an asset there, Mark. Give us an asset,
Auntie. Just a simple asset would be fine.
Any assets going?
Louis Tomlinson now, this is Lemonade, you're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Louis Tomlinson and Lemonade on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. He has a big tour, he's coming to Dublin in 2026.
Oh,
is it
he?
Is happening in, God, this text is very small.
Ah, Louis.
30th
your fans are getting older.
April, I know, honestly. Like, Jesus.
If I could zoom in now, there, will you?
Get the magnifying glass there.
30th of April, he'll play the Three Arena.
Ah, very good.
I wonder if that'll be one of those ones with the curtains down or not.
I fear we're the only ones that notice the curtains, and I don't want other people to start noticing the curtains because I feel
bad
for the artists.
What we mean by the curtains is like the upper tiers are closed off
when it's closed.
It didn't sell very well.
Yeah, I don't think they know about that because when I was at Patti Smith, the curtains were down and she put up a picture of the whole crowd and you could see the curtains and she's like, I'm like, okay, she doesn't know that's
curtains.
Sold out. She was like, slay this night.
Okay.
So, yay, very good.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
So, well, there we go. Never tell anyone.
Don't tell Louis. If
don't
you see
tell
him the
artist.
Don't be like, sorry about
if
them
if you see the curtains, it just means you're doing a great job.
I'd never put a photo up if I had the curtains down at one of my gigs.
Would you not?
I'd be absolutely scarlet.
Let's just tell them what curtains is the Irish way of saying good job.
It's just after 7:30. Alex, what's the story on the roads?
Good morning, guys.
This is Spin. Ooh. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween is right.
Happy Halloween to all.
We started this show like 3 years ago, myself and Emma, and I'm trying to think, where would this show be without AI?
Without me.
Without Fiona. You can't spell Fiona without AI.
That's true. Hey. Not enough people referencing that.
But where would the show be without AI? We use it all the time for just crap. Because we love how crap it is.
Yeah.
And we kind of do a thing when, you know, it's like, say, it's Christmas or say it's New Year's or whatever, and we do like a very ChatGPT New Year's or a very ChatGPT Christmas or something. I kind of want to steer away from that for Halloween. Mm. What I wanted to do with AI was to do a little bit of a spooky ghost story.
Okay.
Okay, so I've given you all a sheet, and basically what I want us to do is go through the sheet and read the ghost story together. Now, there will be a narrator. Callum, will you be the narrator?
Absolutely.
Please? And then we all have our little lines.
Oh my God, but first, I love it.
I'm going to give you the prompt that I told ChatGPT, right? Okay. I said, can you write me a short, scary story, no longer than one page, with three characters, Emma, Dave and Fiona, but add some humour into the horror.
Oh, okay. Famous last words.
So it's a comedic horror. Are we ready to go?
Well, it's already two pages that you've given
me.
It's
two pages, yeah.
You had one job.
Famously, AI doesn't deal with comedy very well. So
no, not really.
Goes.
Let's see how this goes for Ella, Dawn and Flora.
All right,
producer Callum, would you kick us off?
Absolutely. Emma, Dave and Fiona had always laughed at ghost stories until Ravenwood Mansion dared them to prove their bravery.
Ooh.
Moonlight spilled through broken windows, painting jagged shadows across peeling wallpaper. The air was thick, heavy, almost watching.
Seriously? Are we really doing this?
Emma whispered, brushing past Dave. Her hand grazed his chest, sending a shiver through both of them.
Of course,
Dave said, puffing his chest like armour.
I'm basically a ghost magnet. They'll love me.
Fiona snorted. Her heels clicked along the dusty floor.
Yeah, or you'll be the first to vanish. Don't look so smug, flex boy.
She grinned, adjusting her jacket, drawing more than a few glances.
Sorry?
What the hell? A floorboard creaked upstairs. And then a whisper.
Finally.
Emma froze.
Who's there?
From the shadows emerged a ghost, pale, urethral, lace urethral.
Ethereal.
Ethereal.
Yes!
Whoops.
Worst bits alert.
Lace clinging in a way that was both terrifying and tantalizing. Wow. Her eyes glimmered with hunger and mischief.
Hi.
Dave stammered.
Do you haunt alone or in groups?
The ghost tilted her head, her smile crooked.
Depends on how entertaining you are.
Fiona stepped forward, her laughter low and teasing.
Oh, sweetheart, you're about to get a show. Don't disappoint.
Her eyes glinted as the ghost drifted closer, brushing a cold hand along Dave's chest.
Why does Dave's chest
touching my chest?
Dave shivered violently.
Careful,
Fiona said, her voice soft but daring, leaning in towards the ghost.
I bite back.
Meow.
Suddenly, the mansion seemed to breathe. Shadows twisted across the walls, floorboards groaned beneath their feet, and a cold wind whispered through broken windows, brushing their skin. The ghosts swirled around them, and ribbons of mist curled teasingly around their bodies, making hearts race. Emma tripped into Dave.
Watch it!
She gasped, cheeks flushing.
Sorry.
Dave muttered, blushing and shivering. Fiona grabbed Emma, steadying her with a wicked grin.
Careful, Emma. You're practically asking to get haunted.
She turned to Dave, voice low and teasing.
And you, stop flexing. You're not helping.
The ghost laughed, a chilling sound that made the hair on their arms stand on end, and then the lights in the mansion flickered. Shut suddenly, doors slammed shut around them, and the shadows stretched like fingers. The ears grew colder, tighter. Emma shivered, part fear, part thrill.
Maybe we should leave?
Leave?
Fiona's chat with... laugh was sharp.
Fiona chat.
Fiona's laugh. Fiona's laugh was sharp and provocative.
Not until we see what she wants, and maybe what we want.
The ghost floated closer, hovering just above them, her breath or cold presence sending shivers down their spines. She whispered,
"Play with me."
By dawn, the three stumbled. Three stumbled out of Ravenwood Manor, tangled, flushed and breathless. Fiona's jacket barely hung on.
There's the jacket again.
Emma's hair stuck to Dave's chest. And all three were laughing nervously at the terrifying, thrilling chaos. They glanced back. The mansion seemed to pulse, a dark heartbeat in the shadows.
We'll play again soon.
Fiona smirked at Dave.
Next time, I'm leading. Got it?
Dave gulped.
Yeah, got it.
Emma groaned, shaking her head.
You two are insane.
Insane?
Fiona said, eyes glinting.
But unforgettable.
Someone touched my chest.
What the hell is that?
Sorry, can I ask, why was it so erotic?
If you asked, genuinely, if you offered me a tenner right now, I could not tell you what that story was about.
Like, that is like some, like, fan fiction, some, like, like One Direction fan fiction from, like, the darkest corners of Tumblr in 2010.
All I know from that story is that you have a chest.
I have a chest.
You have a jacket.
Which, for some reason, can barely contain me.
and Callum mispronounced... Ethereal.
Ethereal.
Oh, well, so did I. But hey, no surprises here, guys.
Mother of God.
This black thing can jump. You're listening to Halloween. Spin.
103.8. Dublin. On it, on it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. I like where this is going. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Spin. Your number one hit music station. On it, on it. Let's go!
Hello and happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
How are you? Ooh, I was just watching there. It's actually on the Spin Instagram now, official Spin 1038, the new Stranger Things trailer.
Oh, is it?
Like, those kids, I hope, are paying into a pension at this stage. Like, they are middle-aged. Like, even... And, like, the costume doesn't even help. Like, I feel like they're all in, like, quarter zips.
Sorry,
and, like,
I don't know anything about Stranger Things.
Okay, so basically, when it started, it, like, was this cast of kids. Like,
I think I was living at home when it started.
Was it before the pandemic or during?
Oh, yeah. No,
okay, so, like, are we going to say, like, 2018 or something?
Yeah,
maybe?
I'd say around that.
So, basically, it's like, Stranger Things. It's, like, a scary kind of show. I only watched season one, but it started, I'm going to, let's say, 2018. Dave is checking. And it had this cast of kids who, at the time, were, like, let's say, 12 or so. 2016. And now, they're still doing it, and it's still all these kids. Yeah. But, like, they're adults.
They're
like,
adults.
Millie Bobby Brown is married with a child.
Yeah. Just, like, she's playing a 12-year-old.
Yeah, it's just insane.
I know. Sorry, now
I know I keep talking about him, but this is the show David Harbour, Lily Allen's
yes,
husband.
He's a copper called Hopper.
He's a copper called Hopper.
It is a good show, and some people are obsessed with it, but I'm over it.
Yeah.
The last season was good, in fairness, but the thought of it coming around again, I'm just like, oh, for
God's sake. It needs to end.
Do I have to go back and rewatch all the way from season one? I can't do that. I don't have the time.
To give you a little bit of a refresher or whatever.
I kind of love the idea of, you know, if you have a show, right, and say they show it to, like, hypothetically, the next Netflix bosses, and they know this is going to be a hit.
Yeah.
Wait now and record two more seasons, then we'll have them all banked.
Yes.
Exactly. No, get it in the can now.
They want the longevity, though, don't they?
But like you said, you have to go back and watch again then.
Yeah.
That's what they did with Wicked. They filmed the whole thing all at once.
So clever.
So everyone looks the same.
Yes.
But it did just, create a bit of friction. People are like, give me the
copy. But they're doing that with the new Harry Potter. So the new Harry Potter TV show that's coming out is going to be 1 year filming. The next year, they're filming the second year.
Okay.
The next year, they're filming the third year. So
like
it
Friends.
Will make sense that they're aging with the year.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so like annoying, Euphoria though. Coming back as well now.
Oh my God.
Oh, for God's sake. They're going to be grandparents.
Poor Sydney. Like, she's going to be on the Zimmer frame at all.
I think she's still fairly perky, I think.
Tricky.
Ooh, that was a short L week. Can't believe today's the day we'll find out who has topped the leaderboard, who has won that very exclusive fuzzy charged snoodie. On the line we have Owen, who's currently sitting top of the leaderboard. He did really well earlier in the week, but we got to talk to today's player. It's Anne Marie, who's had a busy week, I think, this week with it being midterm with the kids. How are you and how's the week been?
Busy week, but all good. They're happy out and they're getting ready for Halloween tonight. And it's very exciting.
Love that. What are they dressing up? It's Aidan and Patrick, isn't it, that are helping you out this morning? And do you have them up very early, Anne-Marie, for them to be on?
They're up very early anyway, Dave.
Are they?
6 o'clock, yeah, on the
My bus, God.
Yeah.
What are they dressing up as for Halloween tonight?
So we have a psycho killer, a dead footballer.
Make it as dark and scary as absolutely possible. Very good. We love that.
Very
Aidan
cool.
And Patrick.
I've never seen a dead footballer costume now, I have to say.
No, I'd imagine it's a zombie.
Yeah, just in a football jersey.
Yeah.
So did you have to zombie that costume up, Anne-Marie? Was that just awesome?
No, not really. He won't let me do that. And so he just basically wears his Liverpool kit and then with like a mask. So it's just an excuse to wear his kit all the time.
Oh, right. So he's a very well kept dead footballer. He's dead, but no damage to the kit itself.
Let's try and get you sorted with a fuzzy charge snooty. Anne-Marie, Owen's top of the leaderboard at the moment. He scored 7 earlier in the week and he did so in 45.2 seconds. How this is going to work is we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and Fiona's going to ask you your 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and it won't repeat. So we'll only be able to accept your first answer, and if you don't know the answer, it's well worth hazarding a guess because every answer, as we mentioned, will be a number between 1 and 10. So just throw out a number out there. You never know. If you top the leaderboard, if you beat Owen today, you will win that new fuzzy charge snooty to get yourself cozy and keep yourself warm this winter. Are you good to go? Any questions?
No, all good.
All right, here we go.
Good luck, Anne-Marie. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. In pool, what ball number is the solid black ball?
8.
Boyzone originally formed with how many band members?
7.
How many letters are there in the word pumpkin?
6.
If I have half a dozen eggs, how many do I have?
6.
The 3 Arena and the IFSC are both located in which Dublin postal district?
1.
How many lives is a cat said to have?
Say again.
In the Bible, how many commandments did Moses find?
12.
How many groups won the X Factor UK? Anne-Marie?
2.
The dollar symbol appears over which number on a keyboard?
4.
A standard bowling ball has how... Couldn't get there for you, Anne-Marie. That was a standard bowling ball has how many holes for your fingers? Out of interest, what would you have said?
3.
Okay. All right. How do you think you did there, Anne-Marie?
Not
good. That's tough under pressure. It's hard.
Let's check how you got on the week.
Go on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hey!
Oh,
not bad.
Not too bad at all, especially considering we didn't even have time to get to one of the questions. That's pretty good going, Anne-Marie.
Nothing to be ashamed of at all, girl.
Okay, let's go through some of your answers. Boyzone originally formed in with how many band members? You said 7. The answer is actually 5. How many letters are there in the word pumpkin? You said 6. There is actually 7.
We do think those are hard. You're counting on the spot, aren't you?
Yeah. In the Bible, how many commandments did Moses find? You said 12. It is actually 10. Anne-Marie, not a bad score at all. Did the lads help you out at all?
They did, yeah.
Good, man. Great. Well done, lads.
Well done, Aidan and Patrick.
Lads, we can't give you the fuzzy Charles Snooty, but we will do maybe send you out some cinema passes.
Thank you.
No You're worries. So welcome, Anne-Marie.
Well done, guys.
And
enjoy
happy
Halloween.
Halloween.
Hope you get a good
haul. See you later.
Bye.
Owen, let's cross over to you. You've gone and done it.
Owen, congratulations. Woo! You are the second ever
happy
winner
days.
Of the Fuzzy Charge Snooty to get cozy this winter. I'd imagine you'll be wearing it every night now in the winter, won't you, Owen?
Well, if I had it now, I wouldn't have to dress as a Power Ranger.
Oh,
I would have went as a fuzzy spin presenter.
I love that.
Fuzzy spin presenter, because we're also none of us shave around here.
Coming into winter, we're all a bit fuzzy. Yeah. So that you would work well in here.
Yes, we were talking to you, and you were dressing up as a Power Ranger with your kid for Halloween. What color Power Ranger are you today?
Oh, always red.
Red. Nice one.
I like the kind of lime green color.
That's cool as well.
Oh, and happy Halloween. Enjoy today and fair play.
Happy Halloween.
Enjoy yourself a fun
Good
happy
luck, Halloween.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. That's it.
3-10 done for another week.
That's it. Fuzzy charged snooty sent out into the open. Mm. Like our little babies that we release like pigeons, but they don't come back.
No.
They're
unless they go on Vinted.
But that go in your brain just for a minute.
I don't think you'd like it.
That means that the scores are completely wiped and we play a brand new round of the Tricky 10 next week. If you want to play and top that leaderboard on Monday, all you got to do is WhatsApp us the word tricky to 087-711-1038.
I think today I would have been okay. I think the Little Mix, how many groups won the X Factor would have definitely caught me.
Raxu and Little Mix, yeah.
I
think I would have spent way too much time trying to work out where in the keyboard the dollar symbol appears.
Yes. That would kill
me. But I think the others I would have been okay, you know.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. And I say that as someone who is very bad at these things. So I think you'd have a good crack at it. 087-711-1038. The word tricky in a WhatsApp if you want to come on
Get
and
yourself
play
registered.
Monday. Absolutely.
Happy Halloween. Now, this is my favourite part of the week because it's where I get to rank from 5 to 1 some of my favourite niche things. In the past I've done things like songs from High School Musical. Mm. I've done, you know, lines from Titanic.
It was a great week.
I love the one that you specifically did, Fran quotes from Love Hate.
Oh yeah, that was
very
a good one.
Good.
I think you're gonna like today's one. What am I ranking this week? Ooh. I welcome you to Dave Ranks Lines from the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episode.
Yes. Oh my God, amazing.
Now, every single Halloween, I would watch all of the House of Horrors, the Treehouse of Horrors, but like the good ones back in the old
days.
Do you know what I mean? I've no interest in new ones.
No, I haven't watched new ones in a while, but I have a few in my head that I really hope make this ranking, but because it's Dave Ranks, I know they won't.
No, probably not. There are some, like, they're very niche, they're very kind of like, you might not have even heard them, you might not even remember them, but hopefully you will enjoy them.
100.
In fifth place for Dave Ranks Lines from the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episodes, we go to an episode where Willy finds out that, like, as in Groundskeeper Willy finds out that Bart can read minds but doesn't want to get sued by calling it The Shining, so he calls it something else.
You've got the shinin.
Me shining.
Shh, you want to get sued? Now look, boy, if your dad goes gaga, you just use that shin of yours to call me and I'll come a running. But don't be reading my mind between 4 and 5. That's Willie's time.
Very good.
That's when he does his shinning.
He does his shinning, exactly. In fourth place, in Dave Rank's Lines from the Treehouse of Horror Simpsons episodes, we go to a zombie invasion.
Ooh. Okay.
And there is a certain neighborhood character that is a zombie.
Oh.
In fourth place, it's this.
Hey, Simpson, I'm feeling a mite peckish. Mind if I chew your ear?
Dad, you killed the zombie Flanders.
He was a zombie?
Big fan of that one. Big fan of that
one. I still remember that one.
Do you not?
Iconic though.
There's so many jokes in such like a short amount of time in Simpsons old episodes.
Yeah. There really
they're
just is.
So quick. Absolutely amazing. We go on to third place in Dave Ryan's lines from the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episodes, and this is where we go back to actually the shinning episode, and Marge decides to pick up the radio and call Chief Wiggum.
Hello, police. This is Marge Simpson. My husband is on a murderous rampage. Over.
Oh, well, thank God that's over.
That is incredible.
It's so good. It's so, so good. We move on to second place. It is the longest clip of Dave Ranks lines from The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episodes. This is an episode where Homer forgets that it's Bart's birthday. And he goes to a toy shop to pick up a toy for Bart. What he doesn't realise is that the toy shop is a little bit cursed. In second place is this.
Take this object, but beware, it carries a terrible curse.
Ooh, that's bad.
But it comes with a free Frogurt.
That's good.
The Frogurt is also cursed.
That's bad.
But you get your choice of topping.
That's good.
The toppings contain potassium benzoate. That's bad.
Can I go now?
It's so good.
Oh my God.
It's so good. Can I go now? And then, do you know what? The first place is such a short and simple line. And I just loved it. Every time I watched it, even when I was compiling these clips, I laughed. It's just excellent. It's where we go back to the zombie invasion.
Oh, yeah.
And the Simpsons are sitting in their house. In first place, for Dave Ryan's lines from the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episodes, it's this.
Homer, did you barricade the door?
Why? Oh, the zombies. No.
Again.
Homer, did you barricade the door?
Why? Oh, the zombies. No.
Oh, it's so good. It makes me laugh every single time. And that is Dave Ranks lines from the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episode.
I have to applaud you, Dave, but I can't believe you've done two clips from the Shinning episode and you didn't do No TV and No Beer Make Homer Go Something Something.
Well, there's a reason for that. And I did want to put it
go
in.
Go crazy.
Go crazy. Don't the mind if I do. That is good, in fairness. It would have been number six.
Get it extended, guys. We'll take it. Dave ranks top 10.
It's got a good ring. It got a good ring to it. Dave ranks 11.
He ranks 18 things.
Perfect. Let's make it happen.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. Hope all is good. Okay, time to come back to this. Harp back to this storyline that will wrap really soon, which is frightening. Basically, I've been doing boxing classes for fitness for, I'm going to say, a year and a half now. Something that I never thought I'd do. I don't know why. I just wasn't enjoying the gym. Was trying to do a bit of running here and there. And I joined boxing classes and I just fell in love with it. Really fun environment, good crack, and really good for fitness. I joined with Heden Boxing Academy. They have loads of gyms across Dublin. And it's like totally non-contact. Go in, punch a bag, let out some frustration, grow a bit of confidence. You kind of learn a bit of technical stuff and it's just great stress relief and a great way to burn a few calories.
Do you come out feeling like if you had an angry day and you go boxing, do you feel better?
Honestly, I'd be chatting to one of the girls sometimes in classes. We'd be sharing, like holding a bag for each other as we're doing our rounds, and it's just like, oh, work was so crap today.
How many times have you pictured my face when you hit that punch bag?
You'd be surprised. I'm really joking. But anyway, so that's what I've been doing. And what they do is, it's, as I say, a totally like non-contact gym. Can't encourage anyone enough to go and try it out. But they do offer this opportunity. If people want to see what it's like to get into a ring and actually have a boxing match, they facilitate that too. And I'm doing one. Hard to believe, I know. And that's happening in less than 2 weeks' time. It's been a really fun like kind of experience in terms of, on top of obviously your regular non-contact classes that I'm doing, you also have specific ones a week that are contact and are sparring with your head guard, and the lads have their groin guards and all on. So
oh, gotta
funny.
Be careful in case that's the area you want to go for.
If you're punching there, I mean, surely you're losing.
Oh yeah, you're not loud, but just in case.
Emma, be flat out on the groin.
Protect the ghoulies.
That's what my dad calls them. Oh my God. Them, sorry about
that. So yeah, no, great old crack. And that's kind of sparring on a Monday, Tuesday, Saturday morning. It's all go. Feeling fitter than I have in a while. But it all comes down to this big Fight Night in a few weeks' time. You listening on the show chose my walkout song.
It was great. It was so good.
That was the best day that I've had on this show.
It's Get Your Head in the Game from a High School Musical.
Do
you know what? I'm actually glad because I was chatting to people in the class and explained what had happened with that song. And
of course you had to go and explain it. Like, well, you couldn't just come out with it.
No, I couldn't.
Say it with your chest. No. Do you know what I mean?
How can I say it with my chest? It's High School Musical.
That's what Troy Bolton would want.
It packs a punch.
But basically what happened was that, what was it? Oh yeah, someone in the class was saying that apparently the kind of more good crack songs, the better. So the audience are like, ah, she's a bit of crack. You might get
definitely
behind her.
Yeah. Thing.
So maybe you did me the world a good thing.
Listen, we're always trying to make you out to be more cracked than you are.
We know what's going to work 100%. In this boxing match, okay?
So look, yesterday I was due to go to a regular old boxing class.
But what Emma didn't know, obviously we've been hearing so much about this whole boxing thing and the lead up to the boxing match and how much she's been training. So we thought, why don't we see what exactly she is doing down at Heiden if she really knows how to do this?
I wasn't expecting I wasn't expecting Emma to be that good, in fairness.
Honestly, it was a shock. So what we did, behind Emma's back, which is the best way to do anything, we got on we got on to Heiden and to Coach Robbie, who invited us to come down before the class to do a little training of our own.
This was all totally unbeknownst to me.
Robbie, what are the basics that we need to know?
Basics you need to know today, we're just going to go over our jab, our right hand, just straight punches.
Okay, amazing. And this one is the right hand.
That's the right hand.
Guys, I'm really good.
Guys, this was so weird. It was like two of my worlds colliding, you know what I mean? Like,
that's a, such a scary thing. Yeah. Like when you're just not expecting to see our heads rocking up.
So I rock down, start doing my class, working away, giving it socks, and in run Dave and Fiona.
Hello.
Into the gym. I got such a fright.
How are you doing here? We're here to see if you know how to actually box, and we actually think you're pretty class.
Go away!
No, you're unreal at this. So tell us, what's your technique for the big night?
Jab, jab, right, slip, right, left, right.
Oh my God, that's class. Say that again.
Jab, jab, right, slip, right, left, right.
When she said that, I was like, oh God, I hate her, but also she's so good.
She was jab, jab, left, right, slip. Unbelievable. Little rocket going
no,
around
like,
the gym.
No, like, it was, like, honestly.
Are you only having me on it? No, don't fill me with
Emma.
Fake.
You listening, I needed to imagine this. Like, it was like, it was so quick. She was so technically correct. I was watching it going, before you started, I was like, there's no way Emma's going to be clunky and you're quite a clumsy person.
I am.
And instantly as I seen it, I was like, she is deadly at this. Mm. Unbelievable.
It's so impressive because it is like there's so much coordination to it because you have to do the footwork and like know where your hands go. Mm. Very much not my area of expertise.
Well, you two then stayed on for the class. I was well impressed. I feel like we're going to get a little box. Dave, you were brilliant. Fiona, you were brilliant. If you want to watch the video, have a look on our Instagram. It's just gone live. Dave and Fiona crashing my class at Heiden Boxing Academy. It's on our Instagram at @officialspin1038. Check it out.
Well done.
And it was a great day.
God help whoever's against you.
And Coach Robbie said I had a great left hook or whatever. I don't remember his exact words.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
So basically yesterday I went along to a boxing class. In case you don't know, I am doing my first ever boxing match in a few weeks' time, which is crazy. I've been in the gym just doing like boxercise, essentially boxing for fitness for the last year or so.
And she's way better than you think she is.
Yeah, you like, would not believe
so
it when
good.
You see this girl.
But like, it's a totally non-contact gym. They offer the opportunity a few times a year if people want to take it into the ring and take it that step further to do so. Initially I was allergic to the idea, now I'm obsessed with the idea.
Me and Emma both had gloves on and almost kind of pretended to be like, oh, we go for each other. And then honestly I was like, I'm actually not going anywhere near you. You're so intimidating with
the
gloves.
She
would bait the head off you.
And like the technique, you're just so fast. Like,
you wouldn't want to meet Emma Nolan down a dark alley, I'll tell
you
that much.
And as the class went on and Robbie, the coach, is like giving you instructions, and after a while I just was like shaking the, like, what is it even
bag.
Called? The bag. And like, you know, nothing, like you can't maintain. But you really, you know what you're doing.
But
every jab, jab.
I think you're both amazing and I think you should come. Basically, I was in the middle of my class and in comes Dave and Fiona into the gym. Totally surprised me. And you can watch the video. It's on our Instagram at @officialspin103. They're both really, really good, to be honest with you. Here's
dressed
the thing.
Completely inappropriately. I wore the clothes that I wore doing the show.
Look, Fiona was wearing a blouse.
It's perfect for boxing now.
So the big event is happening on the 15th of November and I've just got word that Spin have some tickets to give away.
Yeah.
If you'd like to come, it's going to be a great night, I think, in general. There'll be about 25 to 30
come
different
and see
matches.
Emma beat someone up.
No, I think it'll be the other way around, to be honest.
Emma,
okay.
Definitely not.
I don't mind. Listen, it's not...
See her walk out to get your head in the game by High School Musical. That's her entrance song.
And see Dave be a ring girl, which is what we've agreed is going to happen.
And the other thing is, kindly, Heaton Boxing Academy are giving away on the show for the week before the big night, memberships for you listening. If you want to get into it and give it a go. So you never know, you could be kicking the bejades out of me next week.
I really recommend it.
Sign me up.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I like playing that on a Friday when we know someone's going to win a load of money on the cash machine. A record breaker to go after 3 o'clock again. Details shortly. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to bring you back to last Friday, okay? I was doing, as usual, I was doing Dave Ranks, which if you don't know is like the part of the show where I kind of rank from 5 to 1 my favourite niche things. Yep. I was just back from America, so yes. Last week I ranked on Dave Ranks my favourite songs that mention New York or talk about New York as a city.
I mean,
so we had like kind of Frank Sinatra in there. We had Taylor Swift, Welcome to New York. But we also had a song that no one would really know. It's from a musical that hasn't even started in Broadway yet, but it is actually starting in Broadway, I think. Actually, tomorrow, I think, is the first. It's like when they're starting to do like tickets and things like that. The musical is called Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York.
Yes, okay? I remember this, yeah.
And I basically said on Dave Ranks this. I'm obsessed with it. The musical is called Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York City. And the guy's name is called Sam Tutty. You will not know the song, but my God, is it fantastic.
Okay.
And so that's what I was talking about. And if you don't know this musical, or if you don't know, if you're not on that side of TikTok, then honestly, you're kind of losing out because it's an incredible side of TikTok. The song is so good that mentioned it's just called New York from the musical Two Strangers, and it sounds like this.
New York, I'm already talking the talk in New York. I'm already bumping the coke cause I'm ready.
So good, isn't it?
Yeah. Were you not here last Friday, Callum? Oh, we played this clip like so. We love it. It's so good. Yeah.
So the guy's name, as I said, is Sam Tutty. Yesterday, I wake up, literally 5:30, alarm goes off. I'm straight on Instagram.
Of course.
You're tagged in a reel.
Oh.
And tagged in a TikTok. From the official Two Strangers musical account.
You're joking.
All the way from Broadway in New York.
Shut up.
The video has been viewed about 35,000 times in total.
What?
And it's just a video of us talking about the musical and about the stars. And they're just kind of like enjoying New York and listening to us and that
God.
Kind of thing.
That's amazing.
Which is pretty cool. You can check it out. They're Two Strangers musical on Instagram. But I was like, how does a company, or how does someone like hear about us talking about it? They're all the way in New York. They're all the way on Broadway.
We always say things like, sure, they wouldn't be listening to us anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes me nervous.
And then I realise, I think that some companies, like especially their PR department and their social media department, have a way of actually knowing who's talking about what. Because they can basically, my girlfriend works for a company, and whenever someone mentions that company, whether it be on the radio or on in boards.ie or in a Reddit thread, anything, she can see it. It pops up.
They get some sort of alert.
It's like a PR alert.
Yeah.
So it comes across from the airwaves, though.
It's like,
I understand on print.
Yeah, yeah.
But how is that captured?
So if you say say a brand name, they'll most likely hear it. So what I decided to do was to try and get free stuff by mentioning certain companies.
Oh, great idea.
If they can get all the way to New York to that Two Strangers musical for them to be able to hear our little small radio show chat about it, I think some other companies will be able to hear them.
Charlotte Tilbury.
No, stop. You're ruining this on me.
Good ones,
you're ruining this on me. You're ruining this on me.
Make them for everyone.
So this is who I want free stuff off. And if you're a company listening, then hello, good morning. Chicken flavored coca noodles.
Okay.
I'm just going to
aim low.
Cadbury twirls.
Okay.
Cadbury, is it?
Yeah, Cadbury there.
Cadbury.
The twirls specifically. Mm-hmm. River Island clothing. I'll just take anything.
Okay.
River Island clothing voucher. That'd be, know what I mean?
Yeah.
Manchester United, Old Trafford, premium seats.
You're being very subtle.
I'm just trying to like throw it out there, almost like Alexa's listening to me.
Exactly.
Kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wireless Apple CarPlay for 2019 Volkswagen Golf.
Oh, perfect.
That's the car that I have.
The cookies will find you.
Yeah. Halfpenny Golf Clubs.
which would be nice, or Halfpenny, or I don't know how to pronounce it, Halfpenny Golf Clubs.
Try both, golf clubs. Just to make sure.
Covering both angles there. Monaco Grand Prix Formula 1 2026.
Throwing
that out there, as maybe the PR person is listening. Annual pass to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, so my girlfriend will stop hounding me every time there's a press night and I'm not invited to it.
That's a good one. That's a good one now.
I'd say slow down and say
Bord Gáis Energy Theatre.
That's it.
I like how you started with the Coca noodles and you ended with the Grand Prix, showing us the true scale.
I just have one more.
Nike Air Force Ones.
Nike Air Force Ones. Okay.
Size 8.
Dave, I'm literally here watching this video. This is amazing.
It's cool, isn't it? This company from, or this like actual theatre in Broadway knows our show.
I love that.
So I don't want to poo-poo your theory there, Dave, because I really want you to get free stuff, and I am very aware of the logger that you were talking about. It is a legit thing, because I remember in years gone by when I used to work here, we'd spoken about Matt Cooper in The Last Word.
Yes.
And his team got a flag saying that he was mentioned on Spin.
No way!
So that flagging system is a thing. I don't know if this show has that, because and this is kind of how I think the team found out about this, because the world is small and Ireland is tiny. There was a lady called Kate who messaged the Spin Instagram saying, guys, I'm Irish and I work on this show, buzzing you spoke about it.
I'd
say someone who was listening to this show then knew that Kate was working on that show, so then said, hey, they were talking about you on
Spin.
Just
ruined everything.
That's cool.
But it's still very
small
cool.
World.
That is really
cool. But I still want Dave's system to work.
Do you want
to speak something into existence?
I would like a new flat.
New flat.
Huck and McDonald. Name some other estate agents. I can't think of it.
Ray Hunter. Yeah. who's the guy around mine?
Isn't there something Gary or something? I don't know. Anyway, that's pretty cool. And if two strangers want to fly us over to New York to see your musical, you just let us know.
Aer Lingus
we'll
voucher.
We'll do that for you. No bother. No bother.
Name the musical there again.
Two strangers carry a cake across New York.
Cake. Good morning, guys.
Cake. I'll take the cake.
New York.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Jisoo from Blackpink teaming up with Zayn on Eyes Closed. How good is that?
Very good.
It's lovely to hear Zayn's voice again.
It's really nice to hear his voice again. What was that? The Pillow Talk. Do you remember Pillow Talk? What a song.
Enemy, something, Myella.
Yeah. It's so funny. That's what it is.
My enemy, Myella.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and do you have Gigi Hadid in the video?
Yeah.
Yes.
All of her lovely freckles.
Oh, stunner.
Seeing the pain, seeing the pleasure. So good. Right now.
Guys, I have some news.
You have news?
Mm.
I'm joking. Single. Oh my God, I didn't put that together.
I was like, what's happening?
I'm only joking. I am not single. But Fiona, in many ways, this is your last potential weekend of single life. As this day next week, you will be waking up a married woman.
A married lady. The old ball and chain.
God, imagine. 9:24 next Friday morning, you'll wake up in some hotel in town with your husband.
Oh my God, Scarlett. That's a real ick, isn't it? You have a husband now.
Are you going to start calling him your hubby?
No, I don't like that. But I will probably say husband. But we won't actually be legally married until the 3rd of December because I booked the thing too late. So this is very much a ceremony celebrating with my friends.
Yeah.
And then
this
on the 3rd,
theater,
we'll be married for real. F4. So next week is just performance art.
Okay. Very good. Well, you ruined my whole idea.
I might not go then.
Yeah, I won't bother.
It's technically still.
And are you going to take his name? Are you going to become Mrs. Fiona Dugan?
No, that's so crap. We like being double F, double D.
Yeah.
That's how we do it in our household.
Hey, don't
you know what I mean?
Listen, I have some suggestions for you to really try and explore. I know you've been with Dwayne anyway for like 10 years or something crazy like that.
Since the 70s.
But I think you need to kind of reimagine what life was like since back in the 70s when you were a single lady, okay?
Okay, go on.
There's a few things I'd like you to try and just tick off the list. I haven't gone too far on this. I know you're busy planning for a wedding as well.
No, I'll make time.
I think you need to kick him out of the bed this weekend.
Ooh.
Right. And just do one night. When you're just
starfishing.
Right out there in the middle as a starfish.
I mean, we don't sleep together before marriage, obviously. So we're in separate rooms.
That's what I was thinking.
Separate rooms, of course.
Make sure to keep
stretch
that
out extra. Yeah,
hold off until Thursday,
okay,
Sterling. I'd like you to do a little dress up, you know, like as you went out with the girls when you were in school. When did you even, when were you even single? College?
Stop.
Was it?
19.
When is the last time?
The war had just finished. It was the Prohibition era.
You claim to love Halloween.
Yes.
I want to see if you're really brave. I want you to watch a horror on your own.
I do that all the time.
Do you?
I watch them on my own all the time.
That's
guys.
So strange.
But I'll do more.
There's loads of speed dating events across Dublin. I would like to go with you. And I want you to just experience what it's like. You're not going to do it in bold like cheating them. But I want you to just kind of
see what else.
See what's out. Emma, see what's out
this whole thing is Emma just secretly doesn't like Dwayne. He's like, no, but seriously, just have a look. And just before you get
don't
married.
Don't feel like you need to settle.
Just look, just have a look and see what's out there.
Just kind of experience what it's like to be dating. You know, okay. So we'll do a load of dates in one go. On
that
a speed
sounds
date.
Great.
And just to be, as Dave kind of mentioned, 100% sure on your decision.
Exactly. Okay, so when do we do that? Like the night before the wedding, is it?
Maybe she really likes Dwayne and she wants him.
You're jealous of me.
You always have been. And I'd like you to get a takeaway this weekend, and because you're such a kind person, I know you offered to share everything with Dwayne. You don't share anything. You don't even offer.
Okay.
You need it all to yourself.
And he has to sit there and watch.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like a little cook.
I'll get him in that chair. not a chef now. The other kind.
You're a great cooker, you are. Here's Kate Bob, Demon Hunters. You're listening.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Rossi, Jazzy, High on Me on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hey, good morning. I know we always talk about Jazzy and her braces, but didn't, like, what's the story with your teeth? Because I feel like I never got closure for you getting your teeth done. Are they finished?
I had Invisalign.
Yeah.
All finished.
All finished.
Now have a night retainer.
Do you?
Yes.
And so you have to put it every night?
Yes.
Isn't it the grossest thing in the world when you have to take that out in the morning? It's like...
Because it's the smelly brand.
It's so bad.
Do you know what I got? I got the dentures cleaner.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Yeah. So it's like a little tablet you put in a glass and it cleans it.
Oh, that's my God.
So smart. And it's for dentures.
I did once walk in on, now I can't say who it was because she'll kill me, but I did walk in on a very old relative of mine and her teeth were in a glass.
That's a, when the teeth are like, out.
Are we in the Simpsons?
When the teeth are out, you're getting the family secrets.
Right, welcome on into the shortest quiz, a game we normally play after 8:30 on the last Friday of every month. We play this because it's good crack and started on the shortest day of the year many years ago. Let's crack on, make some calls, give away loads of IMC Cinema.
Hey guys.
Hello Emilio, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. How are you? Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hey.
All good.
Are you ready for your question?
Oh yeah.
Here we go. Vampires drink what?
Blood.
Yeah.
Hey.
Blood. Very nice. Emilio, congratulations. Two IMC Cinema passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Well done, Emilio.
Thank you very much, guys. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Halloween.
Hello.
Hello there. What is your first name?
Noxie.
Noxie, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. How are you? Welcome.
Hi, Noxie. Welcome to the shortest Noxie. Quiz.
All right, you ready for your question?
Yes, I'm ready.
What's in Barn Brack?
Barn Brack raisins.
I was looking for a ring, but yeah,
yay!
Sure, why not?
Well done, Noxie. You're off to the cinema.
Congrats, Noxie.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Looking for you now, Carrie Ann. Hey, Carrie-Anne.
Hey,
welcome.
Carrie-Anne. Welcome to the shortest quiz. Are you ready for your question?
Yeah.
Okay, what can you carve?
A pumpkin.
Yay! Well done.
There was many answers for that. Thank God you said pumpkin. Carrie-Anne, congratulations. You're off to the cinema. Have a great day.
Great, thank you.
Bye, Carrie. And we're looking for you now, Geraldine. Hello, Geraldine. Welcome into the shortest quiz.
Hey, Geraldine.
Hi, Geraldine. How are you?
Hey.
Here we go.
Good.
Here's your shortest quiz question. Trick or what?
Treat.
Boom. Yay. Such an easy question. I'd like to go one further. Trick or treat? Trick or treat?
Smell my feet.
I was going to say, give me something nice to eat, but yeah.
Well done, Geraldine. You're off to the cinema.
Well done, Geraldine.
Thank you.
Bye. A shortest quiz,
but listen.
On brand. We like to keep it short.
Time is ticking. We have things for doing.
We do.
Like, such as?
Like this.
Like crying on the weekend.
Here's the weekend and cry for me, it's been...
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Okay, let's be very honest. Are we opening the door for trick-or-treaters tonight to move anything in?
I have the electric gate closed, sorry.
I actually, this has been the most upsetting thing for me. Like, honestly, the fact
that
you guys...
It's the most outside thing I've ever said.
What the fact that you are just not into any bit of Halloween at all.
I asked Jack last night, I said, should we get some sweets? And he said, nah, let's just not answer the door.
He's English. He doesn't get it. They don't really do it over there.
They don't. It's true.
Speaking of Englishmen, let's hand over to our producer, Callum, for the results of One More Tune.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Lord and Green Light. Emma, I can tell you, you got 10%.
Oh, that's a good tune.
Fiona went for Lily Allen and Palace. Meow. I can tell you that you got 28%, Fiona. So nice, with 62%. Tomorrow is November, but we're throwing it back to the summer is Mr. David Hammond with Duke Dumont.
Hey, happy Halloween, everybody.
There's very...
Don't say while we dance with the devil.
Okay. Yeah, true. There's a spooky naughty threesome on the way with Michaela. Have a lovely weekend.
Happy Halloween! Woo.
Yeah.